We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Welcome to Eddie's Wall. We are live on Facebook, and we are coming to you from Carlsbad, California, at the Transworld Snowboarding Studios. This whole week is actually pretty rad, because we're having a bunch of guys come in, because it is the world premiere of the Transworld Snowboarding movie, Insight, which actually tonight is the actual premiere. It's in Encinitas. Doors open at 7 p.m., and the movie starts at 8 at the La Paloma Theater. So if you live anywhere within the area, or if you can hop on a quick flight, you probably make it in time. So cruise down. Right now, we have a really cool guest, somebody I'm super stoked to have on the show. So, you know, I was trying to think of an intro, and the way it came to my mind, or what I've always thought of this rider, is that snowboarding started off, you know, way back in the day. It was the kids who didn't, you know, fit in on the football team and the little league team and the basketball team. And it was kind of a bunch of misfits, a bunch of kind of complete idiots, or, you know, whatever, outcasts. And you're like, oh, great. Thanks, Eddie. And so, but now, over the years, snowboarding has obviously become way different. It's far more mainstream. It's a lot more kind of clean and neat around the edges. People have trainers and nutritionists, and they go to the gym and they do yoga. Not that there's anything like that wrong with it. Like, that's the progression of the sport, and shit's getting so crazy that you have to be in shape and everything. So it's not like I'm hating on that side of it, but it's always so, I get really stoked, and it's really refreshing for me to see people who are still kind of in it and just like rough around the edges, super raw, and kind of just have a fuck off attitude, you know? So anyways, please put your hands together for our next guest, Dylan Alito. Oh yeah, you like that?
Fuck off, Eddie.
What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Tone it down, people. Tone it down. All right. Thank you very much.
Quiet. We got an announcement, everybody. Not only is tonight the Insight World premiere, but it is Mr. Eddie Wall's birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Eddie and his wall. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, too. Oh, I already turned the volume down. That happens every damn time.
How many birthday spankings are we receiving this year?
Hi. All right, so.
Never put NASA in front of my face. You don't know what I'll do with that thing.
All right, so let's get started. So you're in town. You were here, what, a week ago?
Yeah.
Before we get started, I think you guys might know this by now, but if you don't, we are live. So whatever you comment in your questions, we'll get them answered for you. Keep it clean or don't, whatever. Just send them in.
We like it dirty.
Yeah.
I do.
So you were just in town. What were you in town for not too long ago?
Hot dogs.
Oh, hot dogs and handrails.
Hot dogs and hand jobs.
And
yep.
Hot dogs and hand jobs. And so you, we're going to stay here all the way up till the premiere.
Yeah.
And then no dice.
So no dice. The story goes, it was my birthday.
Oh,
so
happy birthday.
Yeah.
Dude, we're, you know, pretty close.
So came out here for Black Sabbath, one of their last shows, Hollywood Bowl, local legends show. A lot of people were maybe Hollywood and snooty and kind of sitting there watching it, you know, and we're rallied up, you know,
yeah,
like children of the grave marching, like, come on, you fucks! And just getting way too crazy, whatever. Partied that night, went to a drag queen show.
That is awesome.
Later that night, didn't take home any girls, and then was in town for hot dogs and kind of partied two nights then, and two of my best friends, Jaeger Bailey and Zach Rawls, who filmed my entire part this year, they're like, no, Dylan, you can't stay here. You can't stay another 10 days. Like, you got to leave right now. You should drive home by yourself. And I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. It's probably better for my health.
Yeah.
So I got the fuck out of California and went and hid in my basement for a week.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty smart move, you know?
Yeah.
It's like those pivotal moments of either I'm gonna rage for the next 10 days and probably end up dying, or
yeah,
go home and chill.
Death, jail, baby, STD. any of those things you don't want, and probably like my chances are, yeah, I get one of them.
Or all of them.
Yeah.
So you were talking about you're at home, so you flew, so this time you flew in, you didn't drive.
Yeah, flew in.
And you're from Colorado.
From Colorado.
Pretty much born and raised.
Yep.
Yeah, and were you living in Denver, outside of the city, where were you like kind of growing up?
Growing up, I was more foothills. It's a town called Evergreen.
Okay.
One of the South Park boys is from there, and a lot of the teachers we had in school growing up were actually South Park characters, so that was
what?
Pretty cool.
What? For real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What? That is crazy.
Yeah. Fucking Miss Crabtree was the bus driver. Miss Babcock. Fucking, oh, Mr. Garrison.
Yeah.
His real name's Mr. Lukic.
Okay.
And that guy. Oh. Okay. No, that's Mr. Mackey. Mr. Garrison's the gay one with the little puppet.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, hey, kids.
Yeah. He used to call me his little prince. And I just run errands for him. I was his little prince.
No way. So you actually know the real people who they make
and he's
characters
so
of?
Gay that he literally has the cul-de-sac haircut, you know, going bald.
Yeah.
But he's so gay, he still dyes it blonde.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, pretty next level.
So were they like part of... Do they get like royalties or anything?
Fuck no.
That's gnarly.
They hate it if you bring it up, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of them do.
How did... Could they not like sue them for something?
No, I mean, you know, I could...
Like personality or something?
I mean, you could say that all day, but you could be like, no, I mean...
Right. You could be like, no, this is... Whoa, randomly happens that you're another teacher
Oh, crazy. Like hamsters in their ass, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right, so... a couple questions coming in. Zachary Falkenberry, what's your favorite trick?
My favorite trick? I don't think that's a fair question. I mean, every trick's fun. Just snowboarding's fun. It's kind of like the other day when we were doing the interviews for the Insight thing. Petrus, who was out there interviewing me, asked me my favorite movie. And so I had to go and name my favorite movie for like each genre, comedy, horror, all that. And I literally lost sleep over the question. Yeah. I was... So glad they didn't run any of that footage because I was rolling around every night like, no, there's such a better movie. Like, why didn't I say The Ladies' Man? Or like,
yeah.
You know, and then it's just not a fair question. But I, you know, I guess maybe if we want to answer that backflip because, I mean, you can backflip all day, every day. You should do one once a day and it never gets old.
Yeah. That's a pretty solid answer. Yeah. I like that. It is like impossible, especially either like movie and song. Like, song, I think, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's really hard.
I do know a couple of my favorite songs.
What are a couple of your favorite songs?
We got to go with Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Gets me every time.
I definitely would not have thought that would be one of your first answers.
Simple Man, Skinner.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't like that, jump off a cliff.
Dude, here's a crazy story. Do you know where Leonard Skinner got their name?
Yeah, from a teacher.
Yeah, from their gym teacher. From their gym teacher who hated them. They hated their gym teacher. The gym teacher hated them. So Leonard, and they hated the fact, the gym teacher hated that they were like these in a rock band. And they're like, oh, you freaking have your long hair. You need to be like more of a jock. And they're like, fuck off. We're going to name our band after you. And they named their band. That's so awesome, I think. Yeah.
Hell yeah. My gym class in high school, I joined the all girls class.
The all
aerobics,
girls.
Yeah.
What?
It was sick.
Dude, that is amazing.
Everyone thought I was a fag or something, but I was like, you try being gay when you're doing jumping jacks facing the girl with the biggest tits in the school. Shouts, Katie.
Yeah. All right, Katie, right there. Shout out to Katie. Garrett Joseph, backflip or method?
How about a method backflip?
Yeah, boom.
Method of Madness.
Didn't see that one coming. How about Andy Walker? Did you have Chef at your school? You know, like the character?
Oh, no. He's from CU.
Okay.
So you kind of... I would have sucked on his chocolate salty balls,
Salty balls. Kendall Urschel, what's your kitty's name? Is that an inside joke?
No, that's not an inside joke, but we can actually talk about some funny-ass shit that happened. So,
okay.
My buddy finds this cat. Found it on a Sunday. He's like, yo, it's black. You can name it Sabbath. Black Sabbath, obviously. Like, hell yeah, bring it over. Got the cat, whatever. So, lose the cat last weekend watching football.
Just this past weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And, funny story. So, about a year ago, my neighbor lost her cat, And I saw her hanging up flyers. She was super hot. Never met her. Called her. It's like, yo, this is in regards to your cat. She got excited. She's like, oh, did you find the little fella? I was like, no, unfortunately I didn't. But the good news is I'd like to take you out to dinner to make up for it. Anyways, took her on a date.
Whoa.
Some sort of way found her cat, maybe. I don't know. But anyways, turns out she found my pussy just last weekend. Texted her. I was like, yo, just so happens, I don't know, randomly lost a black kitty. She called me right away. She's like, you're fucking with me. I got it right now.
Whoa.
Handed my pussy back over the fence, and Sabbath is a home and live.
All right.
And yeah. Funny how shit like that works.
That is very funny. Okay. Chris Kessler, being a Colorado native, name some of your favorite resorts in Colorado to ride.
I'd say Copper. I grew up at Copper. Vail Resorts doesn't like me much. They tried to instill a lifetime ban, but it didn't last too long. They did it to like a bunch of my friends, but I think they're just trying to scare us. So I'm back there riding. Usually for park stuff, I'll go to Breck for jumps, Keystone for rails. Copper, I know the mountain the best for like free riding, and their park's actually really good these days. But haven't rode much outside of Summit County. Done Aspen a little, and Vail a little bit. But I've never rid the resorts down south, and I think I'd answer one of those if I had. But yeah, I just never made it down there. It's like actually good train and powder down there. But
when you said like, the town you're from is from the foothills, is that those ones that you kind of hit in between Denver and like driving up to the, what is it, the 70 or something?
Yeah.
Is it?
Right. Oh, yep. Okay. Right off the 70.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, earlier we were talking about how weed is legal in Colorado now. Nazir Tereshavak. Riding high? ? Pros and cons.
Okay, so I used to ride high every day. Dan Breezy actually asked me that question years ago. He's like, how do you do stuff if you're high? And I was like, I don't know. I feel like you just don't think about it as much. You're kind of like dancing down the hill, just like, hey, have a good time.
Yeah.
Put on some music. But I quit smoking weed because I got hurt two times, and I thought I was not thinking things through. Just look before you leap kind of shit. Just stressing too much and setting up the spot. So I was like, oh, it's because I was high. So I quit smoking weed. It was a crazy process. Like, sweat every night in my sleep for 2 months almost.
Really? Like, full withdrawals?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, talked to a therapist about it.
I think I remember talking to you, like, not, like, a little while after, and you're like, yeah, dude, I don't smoke anymore.
Yeah. It surprises everyone. And, yeah, had crazy withdrawals, like sweating every night to where the sheets were so soaked, I'd move to the other side, wake up again.
Like, were you like, kind of like if you quit smoking, like were you craving weed? Like, oh, I just want a hit of a joint, or was it more?
No, it was super easy to quit.
Oh, but you're still, then, your body was going through the physical stuff.
Yeah, and then at
first, crazy.
Like Bush was always pissed at me and my, like, you were so much cooler when you smoke weed, you should start smoking weed again. Like,
peer pressure.
You're like more high stress, and I was like, I feel less stressed, you know, I feel less depressed. I was super happy about it. Anyway, turns out I hurt myself two more times, not on weed, so I figured out it wasn't the weed
that got you hurt.
Got me hurt, but just after going through the whole withdrawal process and stuff, it's not a habit I want to pick up again. I was smoking too much, spending too much money.
Yeah.
You land on a trip, you're like, yo, I got to get high. Spend crazy amounts of money on shitty little amounts of weed.
Yeah. And then the equal amount of money on, like, Doritos and...
Yeah.
Like, Twinkies and shit.
So, like, everything's been better since I quit, but these days I'll take a hit at night, like, a couple times a week maybe. And get high.
Just super mellow.
Yeah. Eat string cheese and pudding and hot sauce and shit.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. I mean, did you notice a difference, like when you were smoking a ton and then you quit, did you notice a little bit of a difference, like after, whether it was like more, like you were kind of saying, like either were you happier, more of a clear head, or was it not much of a difference? Or
honestly, it's hard to say. I don't think it was much of a difference. I think definitely more motivated, more antsy to get out there every day and like, let's go.
Yeah.
And I think that's why all the stoners like Bush
were
and
like,
stuff
chill
was stressing
out.
Me you know, and I'm like, even before I came here today, I was like, yo, I'm like a fucking dog. I need a ball.
Yeah.
I tried to go skate a little before I came here so I could wind down. And then I was like, maybe I won't be so crazy at the premiere tonight.
Yeah.
But Pat Barraza, my old team manager and filmer, one of my best friends, he was like, "No, dude, I've seen you passed out, you know, and we'll wake you up 10 minutes later, your shirt off at the bar." So I was like, "Yeah, you're right."
Yeah.
Still chased the ball around, skated a little, tried to get some energy out, but.
Nice.
You know.
Did you skate here somewhere?
No, I skated at Volcom.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, sick.
That their private park there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Volcom Private Park. Let's see. Mark Paddock, who was your first sponsor and how did you get on the team? Or get the sponsor?
Well, I guess my first sponsor was Snowboard Shop, the boardroom that was down the street, but then they ended up hooking me up with Never Summer through that, and that was really cool. I got a lot of good friends who still work there, and
because they're pretty close to your house, right?
Yeah. So they were that was just awesome, and that's how I got into filming more so, because I was doing contests at the time, and this local dude Brian Duncan, who's still my homie, amazing chef, he's the head chef at Twist up in Breckenridge, so go check it out. They got an amazing happy hour, probably the best restaurant in town, best food there. But, yeah, you know, he was just like, "Yo, like, you're good." I was, like, 16. He's like, "We're taking you into the streets." And I'd filmed a little bit on my own in the streets before that.
Yeah.
But he was just like, "You're coming with us, bud." And he'd put me on some big shit. And
yeah.
He's always like, at that time, a lot of people were only hitting handrails. And he was like, "Don't forget to look up." So, you know, like, looking at closeouts and big shit up there. And
yeah.
So I think that's kind of what influenced my riding to, like, always, I don't know, look up,
get
bigger shit sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I always had like whenever we were driving around scoping spots, and I don't know if this always worked, but it was like when everybody was always like looking one way at like whether it was a rail, like, okay, there's this, you know, 25 stair coming up on the left. Like whenever anybody looked one way, the first thing I would do is quick, like, look the other way.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if everyone's always looking here, I'm like, what the fuck's over here? Like, maybe we can do something that not everybody is looking at.
Yeah. I mean? And that's how your part will kind of stand out a little more, too.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Oh, Zach Rawls is watching. Kaz Lemons is watching.
Oh, the boys.
Yeah. They're saying hi to each other through the comments. Zach Rawls says, "You look high right now."
I do? Well, we better get another beer. Beer here.
Anybody?
Service?
Anybody?
I was told. This was the clap. Oh. Beer here. Ah, yes.
Trying to get.
My kinsman.
Trying to get a beer here. Let's see. Garrett Joseph, three favorite video parts of all time.
Ooh. One is easy. Watched this video part last night. David Benedict in Lame.
Oh, yes.
And his part in Afterbang is fucked up, too.
Yeah. Wait, isn't one of them to, what's the song? It's, like, super famous, like, Video Killed the Radio
Star? Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Isn't that
one
of them?
Yeah, I think that was the Afterbang one.
Okay.
And then I think the other one I watched last night is fucking Billy Idol or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not Billy Idol, is it?
No, it's one of the. It's like one of those
Dancing
super...
by Myself.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dancing
is that
by
Billy
myself?
Idol?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's Idol.
When I found a chance.
Yeah. Fucking live in Vegas, buddy.
Did you what? Have you seen Billy Idol or no?
No.
Oh.
I've only seen Rod Stewart, the Rod Father, in Rod We Trust. That is my type of Vegas show. Two other favorite video parts? Fuck. I don't know.
That's a good one, though. Benedict's rad. And I feel like a little bit, I think everybody obviously, I just feel like, because he kind of got a little bit outside of the snowboarding world after his career. So I feel like it's almost like sometimes people almost forget about that. But not, I mean, obviously not really, because he is, like, he's just the man. In every sense, ever. Like, he's one of the best.
And then maybe Back in Black, fucking Gigi Roof.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe also, I mean, is Back in Black, too, I think it's Jeffy's last part, that super sad one.
Yeah, it was that Granddaddy song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yes.
Maybe those three. We'll just go with that for now.
All right. Let's see. Oh, Seth Hewitt says what's up.
Oh, my boy. He was supposed to drive me down here today. He bailed.
Real cool.
Thinks he's some fucking fashion. I don't know what he was doing.
What's up, Seth? Seth Hewitt, another gnarly rail dude or just snowboarder in general. Noah Loeffler, backcountry or park? What do you prefer?
Wait, so Seth didn't have a question? He just said
No, he just said what's up.
Ah, fucker.
Yeah. Well, Zach Rawls says I'm drinking a margarita for you.
Sick.
Cheers. But what was the question?
Backcountry or park?
Yeah.
That depends. I mean, backcountry is really not as fun as you'd think it is. We make it look fun, but no, it's like kind of just rolling around on a snowmobile, shitty weather, you get wet, like sled gets stuck, I get stuck like 23 times in a day is my record. Dude, I was like a little Girl Scout rolling with the Eagle Scouts. I'm rolling with Breezy and Bjorn. I want to go home.
Yeah.
Crashed it into a tree, and they're just like, come on, man. Fuck. Got the hang of shit real quick out there, but I don't know. Backcountry, it's a toss-up. If you want to actually snowboard, go to the park. Backcountry's pretty fun, though. Hike around, get in shape, build some fucking shit. I like to find stuff you're not building where you can just pack it down with your snowboard and hit it.
Yeah.
You might not go as big, but I feel like it's relatable more to other people, because whoever just asked that question, I don't think you're going to go in the backcountry and build a 10-foot-tall jump. Like, fuck no.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Would go and jump off cliffs,
It's
right?
funny that you mentioned that, because, like, that was always my, not to sound, like, weird or anything, but that was kind of my experience with the backcountry was that, of course, like, I'm not trying to, like, be negative or something. Like, I loved going into the backcountry, and it's so sick to be able to have that opportunity and everything. But it is, like, number one, at least, like, when we were filming with Forum, it was that there was, like, no, like, cruise on out and take a couple fun laps. And da-da-da. It was, like, 4:30, 5 a.m. in the parking lot, snowmobile for an hour, freezing cold, get stuck 100 times, and then when you finally get out there, if it's sunny, it's so stressful, like, because they're like, we need to get this jump built, and then it's super stressful, and everyone's working really hard, because you need to get a shot while it's sunny, and then finally, this jump is built after, like, 5 hours of shoveling, and then you're exhausted already, because you've been awake for 12 hours, you know, and then you have to, like, land an epic trick within 3 tries.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, kind of just nerve-wracking.
And, yeah, the other bullshit is the fucking whole sunny thing. Like, they want their shots to look good, and they're like, we can't hit it because there's a couple clouds. It's like, I don't give a fuck. You think I wouldn't be hitting a park jump if there was no cloud? Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Pull the fucking thing out. I'm going.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe that's why I never land shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, Pierre Wickberg.
What's up, Pierre?
Made the robot food.
Yeah.
We were just talking about... No, but that's like French, Pierre.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Pierre, we were just talking about Benedict's part in the, you know, what was it, lame, after lame?
Yeah, both. Or no, after bang and lame.
Yeah. It first went after bang and then
lame.
Lame and then after lame. That's pretty creative.
And then you pulled the plug on the fucking best movies ever made. Thanks.
Real cool. But he did DC Mountain Labs, which were kind of similar, but a little bit. Anyway.
Ah, yeah. Plug yourself in
there. Yeah. Which were great movies.
Should go buy them right now.
Okay, Pierre. Happy birthday, Eddie. Thanks, Pierre. You're the best. Can't wait to see the movie. Mickey Albin was the master of padding down takeoffs. Oh, all right. Mickey Albin, pretty legendary dude. Let's see, Sean Theodore, who's your crazy favorite? Sean Theodore, probably our most advocate fan out there. Love that dude.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite Get Crazy Dirtbag Pro Shredder?
Oh, shit.
It's a tough one. There's a lot of them.
I mean, Scotty Whitlake, probably, for sure. But he just did some other epic crazy shit, too, I know, you know? Like, outside of snowboarding and, like, he's, like, a weirdo who'll, like, ride his bike across country and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, sleep in fucking alleys or roofs and shit, which is fucking awesome.
And, like, train hop and...
Yeah. That shit's cool.
Living in Mexico right now on the beach.
Sick.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude's fucked up.
Yeah, Whitlake's the man.
Gnarly guy, yeah. Definitely looked up to him a lot growing up.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean, also... As far as skateboarding, too, is like Dustin Dolan. We were like obsessed with that shit bag, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Dustin Dolan? Yeah. Yeah, somebody was just telling me the other day that from like the skate world or whatever, they were like, oh, yeah, they're like Dust. They said something like they never had even seen Dustin ever in like all the years of knowing him skate like without a beer.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Which is, I find that real crazy, too, especially because like I can't even. Like, if I have one beer, like, can't even do a kickflip. Like, done.
Yeah.
You know.
I've been able to hang out with him a few times on Volcom trips, and he's actually super smart. Like, try playing him in chess, you're fucked.
Whoa, that's pretty rad.
Andy wouldn't drink hard alcohol with me because he said he'd get too crazy. And I was like, that's a shame. I always wanted to get really drunk with you.
Yeah.
But seeing as you could drink beer all day and not be drunk.
Right.
That doesn't fucking work out in my favor.
You're like, I can't get you drunk. Pierre Wickberg also says, Johan Olofsson was notorious for not wanting clouds. Or no, oh, not waiting for clouds.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go.
Fucking back him.
Boom. All right. Gunnar Elise Thomason, have you ever gone to Iceland?
Oh, we had a layover there for like 12 hours. And there's so many babes who worked in the airport. It was insane. But yeah, I heard just like babe town there because all the Vikings stole them over.
Yeah. Yeah. It is crazy. Because we were in like the fjords of Norway and we hung out with these like descendants of Vikings. And they took us on this whole filming with the Danny and Dingo show.
Yeah.
And they gave us like a whole history. And they were literally like the Vikings would go conquer these villages. And what's crazy is I always thought they kind of like kidnapped them. But apparently the girls... they like wanted to go with the Vikings because they were these buff dudes who all look like, you know, Andreas Wigg and stuff, who were like,
yeah,
you know, like Eero Niemela. And then the girls all would like leave and go with the Vikings.
Yeah.
And
it's just like these days, if someone like stole their girl, they'd be like, yeah, that shitty dude like stole my girl. He's a rapist probably. But really it's like, yo, homegirl wanted to come with me.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, essentially, Iceland and Scandinavia just like imported and like all the beautiful women, and they'd like drop them off and then go back out to conquer more and like bring more women there. So it's crazy.
That's a great import. I wish we had that import in America these days, but fortunately, all we get is Mexicans, right? Build the wall, Trump! Just kidding. Just kidding. I know people hate that down here too. It's a joke. I don't vote.
And my wife is Mexican.
Build the wall!
Oh, geez. Real cool. Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Eddie's Wall. All right, so let's see.
Yeah, 1.5 beers and I'm shouting. No more.
Yeah, cut him off. Sam Raley, any advice for building preseason log jibs?
No, I don't.
No,
I mean, yeah. There's a lot in Breckenridge, but truthfully, I've never helped building them.
Yeah.
Wish I could help you out. We were going to do it this year, so, I mean, we were just going to figure it out. Maybe wear a flannel and your inner lumberjack will come out. Is that good
That's
advice?
Probably the best advice I've heard. Yeah, that's awesome.
There you go.
Garrett Joseph, have both you guys ever had real jobs besides snowboarding? I'll start with this one. Yes, my entire life. Well, so since I was 13, or no, like 10, my dad works construction. So since I was like 12 or 11 or something, I was every summer, like everyone's like, yay, it's summer, like we're out of school. And I was like, oh, it's summer, I have to go to work. And like, I would work for 3 months of the summer with my dad and no like bullshit, no kind of like, oh, sit over there. It was...
yeah.
Straight up circular saws and everything since I was probably maybe 11 or 12. So I worked every summer and then construction until I was 18. Then I moved out to the West Coast with like $200. Got a job as a nighttime janitor at Kirkwood in Tahoe, janitor. And then I was a dishwasher up in Mount Hood. And then I was a janitor in Mammoth. So, and then I got a few sponsors after that. So I have. Have you?
Oh, fucking right. I didn't come from money at all, you know, and like pretty much basically raised by my mom. And when I was like 13, started working at pizza joints, and then my mom had connections where, you know, I don't even think I was allowed to be hired at this age, just under the table. Working at this golf course as like a waiter kind of boy. They wouldn't let me touch any food or nothing, just like bring waters out and shit like that. I guess busser. I was a busser or something.
Yeah, bus boy, yeah.
Been dishwashers. I fucking worked at Taco Bell. That was hell. I diarrheaed for the last time during my lunch break. Walked right out. Didn't even clock out. Just straight to the door. Out.
Did you ever even like tell him, or you just left?
No. And they're like yelling, "Where are you going? Where are you going?" Just Like, fuck, enjoy cleaning up that green shit in your bowl.
That shit sucked because, yeah, you're just eating free Taco Bell trying to get by.
Yeah.
Yeah, worked as a janitor at Breckenridge. That was cool because you could ride all day, ride to work, and then steal a bunch of food and booze and then go get drunk after work. So yeah. That was cool as shit.
Yeah.
Worked as, I've done so many landscaping jobs and shit like that, cleanups. And then all last summer, I mean, it's been a few years since I've, like, needed a job anymore where snowboarding's just paying for shit. But last summer, my buddy really needed a job, and he was, like, trying to get clean off drugs and shit. So I moved him into my house, took a job as a landscaper, drove him to work every morning. And I was just like, fuck it, I'll take the job with him, you know. So he, like, right, sticks in there, hangs strong. So worked landscaping all last summer. And
that's pretty rad.
Yeah. I mean, cool. I've had more in there that I fucking skipped over, but yeah. Anyways, those are the ones that, like, stick out in my mind.
Cool. Ashton Maxfield, what's up, Dylan? How much did you ride this summer? I think people would be surprised to find out how focused you are and how much you rode all summer hiking copper.
Yes, indeed, Ashton, I did.
That's
yeah,
it.
I was super hyped this summer because it was the first year in, like, 10 years I didn't go to Mount Hood.
Yeah.
Copper was open all summer. They have a hike park on the weekends, and then they have, like, the little kid park during the weekdays.
They're open all summer in Colorado?
Yeah.
They pack enough snow onto one run or something?
Yeah, what happens is, well, they have the little kid park for Camp Woodward, and, like,
right.
I know, surprisingly, they let Pito Alito around the little kids. Let me go play with them, whatever. And that park, it's fun. They don't have a big, like, the biggest jump they have is 30 feet, but no pipe. But the rails are set up way better than Hood. So, yeah, I know the diggers are probably ashamed right now, but get on your shit. It was so sick. And then on the weekends, so what they do is they take the half pipe, sitting this way on the hill, they turn it this way, and then they pile more snow on it. So at the beginning of the summer, it's sitting like 300 feet tall, and at the end it's like 50, you know? So it slowly melts.
But
every weekend, yeah, you can pay to go, and it's a hike park. And that's even more fun than anything I've ever done. And it's really cool because it's kind of reminds me old school snowboard community style. You get to know everyone who's there every weekend. Everyone has their dogs running around off leashes. Kids are doing the Colorado thing, smoking pot and drinking Coors and shit. And I mean, I was pretty focused. I don't get fucked up when I go there. I just hike and try to just, you know, it's like my one thing I can do all summer to, like, stay sane besides skateboarding. But so I was there almost every weekend, and it actually went all the way till last weekend, so you can ride the entire summer there.
Cool.
It's a great time.
I didn't know that. That's insane. Nate Anderson, are y'all going to the Blockfest?
You bet it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so not only am I going, but I'm going to leave with $2,000 because I'm going to win that rail jet, baby. Yeah.
Hey, if you guys are just tuning in, I'm here with Dylan Alito. We're talking about the Insight movie, which is premiering. The world premiere is tonight in Encinitas, California at the La Paloma Theater. Doors open at 7, premieres at 8. But also next weekend in Denver. What day is today? Wednesday? So not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, the 14th and 15th, Denver, Snowboard on the Block Festival. Go to blockfestival.com. You can get tickets, and we're going to be premiering Insight there. Also, you could see the Wildcats movie, Absinthe, Full Moon. There's going to be a bunch of bands, and the rail jam that Dylan Alito is going to win. So that's pretty tight. let's see. Oh, nice. A lot of people are watching. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You guys are awesome, and thank you for your questions. This show, honestly, you guys make it way better, because my questions would probably get pretty boring after a little bit. Garrett Joseph, I also heard that you were banned from a lot of resorts in Colorado and had to use fake names on passes. Has that ever happened?
Yeah, we got so many at my house. I got Dylan Bills, Tito Alito, Paco Berto, Reginald Mufferter III, Bobby Blumpkin, of course. There's so many. I have a drawer full of them. It's fucking awesome.
Bobby Blumpkin.
But yeah, and then my buddy one year, he's like, yeah, so, because he had the life band, he's like, I went and forgot and just used my real name. And it worked, so you should try it. And I tried it and it worked. Because it was shitty. I'd always have to shave and be like, have all cash and be like, hi, I just turned 18 so I can sign my own waiver. And my dad gave me birthday money. It was yesterday. I haven't gotten my ID yet.
And he just dropped me off, so I'm 18, and there you go.
And they and you.
Oh yeah, they'd always be like, "Oh, it's great, it's good. Yeah, sign it up."
That's awesome. Sean Tidor, what's the oldest girl that you've ever made out with? Good question. That's the first time we've had that question on the show.
Don't you know it's not nice to ask a lady's age? I do know that there's over 50 for sure.
Wow.
There've been two of them. Yeah, I got basically raped one year at a border for breast cancer thing. Dancing with this mom leader on. I like to do that, and it gets dangerous. I do it at the gay bars sometimes and with the old ladies. And
yeah.
Fucking, it's never gone south at the gay bar, but this old lady dancing with her all night, she sees me from across the room, and it was like parted seas, and she's like, just kind of gives me the, like walking right over. I'm like, deer in the headlights, like, no, what is happening?
That is awesome. This is a good one. This is good. Jean-François Chaquet. What happened to the Nixon Jib Fest? Did you ever go to that? Yeah, you know, I think, you know, they did it for a few years, and I think Jeremy and JP, I think they just wanted to make not have it, because I asked them the same thing, you know, a few years ago. I was like, why'd you guys stop that? But I think they always wanted to have it for, you know, a couple years and then just stop it and not have it drag on and kind of become like something that was cool, but then it's lame because it's been going on for 10 years. So, yeah, I guess that's why. How'd you get the name Bloodbath? Cheddar Smith.
That's my boy, Dylan Cheddar.
Dylan Cheddar.
Shit, yeah. How did I get the nickname Bloodbath? Are we in for another story,
my
friend?
We're in for another story. I have a feeling this one's going to be like kind of like, well, is this like R-rated, X-rated, or is this just like a fight?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. So, anyways, go to a country concert, and, you know, I'm dressed up like a cowboy.
Yeah.
So, we go to this bar afterwards. Maybe it's called Matchbox. It's in Denver. And the girl I was kind of dating, seeing, whatever, doing, touching at the time. So, her and I go in the bathroom. Because it's like a one, you know, they only have one bathroom and it's like the door locks. Anyways, she's up against the door. I'm back behind. Next thing you know, the door's getting fucking kicked in because the bouncers know something's going on. So pull up my pants, run outside when the door busts open. She's fully naked and I don't know why she didn't, who
put
knows. Well, I don't know why the pants weren't just down. They're right. Fucking like fucking in the toilet, you know, who knows. I run out, and I'm, like, trying to pretend it wasn't me, and, like, the bouncers come up. I'm just sitting there, like, all my friends, where were you? Where were you? Staring at the wall, and then just, like, yo, dude, you got to get the fuck out of here. We just caught you fucking your girl. I'm like, what? Next thing you know, we look down. I'm just covered in blood on my favorite Coors tea. So, yeah, that's how Bobby Blumpkin became Bobby Bloodbath.
Bobby Bloodbath. This is awesome. Nazar Tereshkovich, what is on your arm?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe hair and skin.
tattoos.
Just tattoos. I mean, this one I got a bear because, you know, grew up in Colorado. I've seen a lot of bears. One time we were on mushrooms and tried to confront one with a samurai sword. And
samurai sword.
Yeah.
Love that pronunciation.
It was for protection, all right? We weren't going to kill the fucker. Just, you know, I seen a cougar, got out, threw a rock at it. I wanted to hear the kitty roar. Got out of the car, you know, saw a fire on it in a mountain, you know, just glowing eyes. This kitty was pissed. Kitty was going to kill me. And then, you know, up top, it's just like goes, got the Coors fucking waterfalls, and then it goes into this design that was drawn for a Volcom design, like some mountains and waterfalls and a skull and shit. So it's got everything you need in there.
Yeah, that's what's on the arm. Let's see. You were talking about getting dressed up. and so what's up with Harry Potter world?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Well, so, it's so funny because we just had Red Gerard on, and he's like, yeah, my sister's at Harry Potter World. And he was just here, and he's like, oh, yeah, my sister's at Harry Potter World. And we were like, what is that? And she's like, oh, it's like kind of like Disney World, but for Harry Potter fans.
Yeah, funny thing is, read 16, and he's probably less excited about it than I am.
No, he's like never even seen. He doesn't know anything about Harry Potter.
He's such a fucking loser. He had a green jumpsuit the other day, and I told him, I was like, "Yo, Top Gun, nice. Maverick, Goose, Iceman, what's good?" And he's like, "What the hell is Top Gun?"
Oh,
are you really that young, kid?
Yeah, yeah, but he is. Yeah, the Top Gun house. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Top Gun was filmed at Camp Pendleton, and the Top Gun house is on the one, like the one in the movie is like all that's on the beach is in Oceanside, just right up the road. So
the thing is, I'm a huge movie nerd, huge movie buff. So, find out there's Harry Potter World here in California now, and I wanted to go when I was supposed to stay here last week, but I was busy fucking my own ass, so I had to get out of town. So what happened when I went back home, hid in my basement, I got all 8 movies, just rewatched them all, start to finish, you know, practiced my spells, took the quiz, I'm a Ravenclaw, so I'm gonna go in there tomorrow, I'm gonna get my Ravenclaw cloak, my wand,
yes,
and I'm just gonna run around Harry Potter World for 2 days, and it's Horror Nights at Universal Studios tomorrow, so I'm gonna go out for the Horror Nights tomorrow, and then, yeah, actually, Friday is the Harry Potter World. But I just love dressing up, and, you know, no one thinks it's cool to dress up and wear cloaks, and, like, I'll be that weird old dude, and,
Yeah, because, you know, it's funny, out of anybody that's, like, sat here on this show, you would probably be the last one that I would imagine who is saying, after this, I'm gonna go get a cloak and a magic wand and have a Harry Potter one. But I guess, actually, if you kind of know you at the same time, it is definitely not surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was telling, you know, I was telling Red Gerard, who another huge Harry Potter fan is Peter Lyne. So,
is he?
Yeah.
Is he in town? Does he want to go to Harry Potter?
Is he in town? Peter Lyne, will you fly down here?
Get your ass down here. We're going to Hogwarts.
Let's see. So, I mean, I guess we've already been going for almost an hour, which is insane. Time flies when, isn't that crazy?
Wow, that is crazy.
But what I guess what I want to touch on is, again, you're down here for the world premiere of an Insight movie. How was it, just before we wrap this up, like, how was it filming for that? What were some of the trips you did? Any highlights, things like that?
The highlight was just getting to work with my best friend filming all year, you know? He, Transworld kind of called me, and they're like, "You got a filmer? Who do you want us to hire?" I said a name. They said, "Let's make it happen." I was kind of shitting my pants, like, no way. Like, yeah, did I just scam them? What the fuck's going on here?
That's like dream case.
Yeah.
Just like, do you want to film? Pick a filmer and then go for it.
And he keep me in check all year, you know, like, hey, we've had a super positive season. No need to go fucking get fucked up, fuck your own ass tonight, blah, blah, blah. You know, when I was in control and the influence, what happened is I get him drunk before a flight to Finland. I broke my phone. He lost his phone. We're out there. Got a rental car. We got an old school paper map, and we're like navigating on paper, which was super cool. Like, good experience for this Google generation. And but we just said, fuck it. We drive on bike paths wherever we want.
Yeah.
Like, American.
Yeah. Yeah.
You already know our country's dumb as shit. Like, yeah. Let us prove it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that was, it was the best season I could have asked for. Just working with him.
Where'd you
get?
You went to Finland for a trip?
Yeah, Finland for a trip. And then I also got to go to Austria for a trip. And
so was Austria for kind of like backcountry?
Yeah.
So you're hiking around?
Yeah, hiking around. Not super productive because first half I didn't have like a filmer. Then I got to meet up with the Transworld crew out there.
Yep.
Super fun. Victor Davier and Elias Eilhart.
Yep.
Super fun, nice guys.
Yeah.
All the film crew, everyone who was out there was a blast. And then got hurt one of the days. Thought I blew out basically both of my knees. And then sat around for 2 days and read the Quran and just was like, this thing sucks.
Yeah.
So that was about that. But mostly.
And where were you? Where were you in? Well, in Finland, were you in Helsinki?
Yeah, Helsinki, yeah. Which I know you've filmed there before.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
So
it's
like Disneyland of rails.
Yeah, it's like the Barcelona for like skating to snowboarding. You know,
just drive around. There's
was
hundreds
it one
of spots.
Thing that I thought was kind of neat. Is it like, was that your first time there?
It was.
Was it pretty, I mean, were you able to kind of like drive by or go up and like see rails that like you've seen in videos in the past and stuff?
Yeah, we definitely hit rails I've seen in the past.
Yeah.
We drove by a bunch and you'd be like, oh, there's that spot.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And then it was crazy. One of the rails we got to do, no one's ever done, and people have been filming there for, what, 15 years at least, you know? Yeah. So.
Sick. Which rail is that one?
We named it the Helsinki rail.
Okay.
It's in Helsinki.
Yeah.
It was four downs, so whatever. People probably call it a four kink or an eight kink, whatever you want to fucking call it.
I know. I was so fucking confused.
Someone needs to have a meeting. We need to fucking adjourn this shit, address the problem.
I agree. If it's like, is it a triple kink or is it like...
I know it kinks here and then it kinks there, but the kink there doesn't really fucking matter. So let's call it a four kink, people, all
right? Right. Yeah, but so if it's a down, flat, down. So there's three flats. Would you...
No, if there's two flats, it should be a double kink. Because here's the thing. Is just a down, flat, down. Growing up,
that's
I called that a kink rail.
Right.
So now kids call it a double kink. And I say, well, what happened to a kink rail?
Right.
Like, there is no such thing as a kink rail. A kink rail is like a down, flat. And I was like, no, that's a donkey dick.
Right.
So
yeah,
take
you're
the
right.
Donkey
a down,
dick.
Flat, down is a kink rail.
Yeah, yes. Take the donkey dick, stick it in your ass, down, flat, down is a kink rail.
Right.
All
right. Okay.
So, pretty much.
I think that makes the
most
sense.
We got four downs.
Yeah.
So, it's 12 stairs apiece, so 48. By the time you're going off the end, you know, I came off the flat and ollied over the last down because you're going so fast.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that anyway.
Yeah.
So, technically, I rode 36 stairs. Three sixes. 666. Hell kinky.
Oh.
Yeah, and all the locals were like, you know, you need fucking... Oh, grip tape to put on the flats to slow you down, or like sand, like ice sand onto it. Yeah, and I was just like,
let's just do it.
No, yeah, this cowboy's going in. 8 seconds of hail, Buster.
Hell yeah. Well, and that's going to be in your part tonight, which we're all super stoked to see. If you happen to be in the area tonight, it's at the La Paloma Theater in Encinitas, California. Trans World Movie Premiere, world premiere of Insight. Also, 2 weekends from now, Block Festival, go to Block Festival or snowboard on the Block or blockfestival.com. Yeah, blockfestival.com. Check that out. That's going to be amazing. We're going to premiere it there as well, October 14th and 15th. This is the official Insight coffee table book, which is rad. I think you have some pretty insane shots. Is this like your first time seeing this, or have you seen this?
I seen it. I got a little sneak peeky.
Of course. If you're in the book, apparently you get to see it before everybody else. But anyways, if you do want to order this, go to transworld.com because we have these for sale. We have these shirts for sale. We have water bottles like this for sale. And so anyways, dude, thank you so much for being on tonight.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
I'm excited to
come
see
on down and spank Eddie Wall.
Yes, it's my birthday. You can spank me. All right. Cheers.
Same amount of times.
Oh, we have the marker. Here's the marker. You got to sign the wall.
Hell yeah. Anywhere, please.
Anywhere you want.